Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. Today, we are joined by Irina Gottesman. She's the CEO and founder of House of Grow, which is an inclusive clean beauty brand offering plant-based, all-natural, and sustainable CBD skincare products. So, hi, Irina. How are you? And welcome.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for having me, Marianne. I am so grateful. I love your podcast, by the way. Such a cool concept, City Confessions. You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember that old school New York show? I was obsessed with it. It was called Taxi Cab Confessions.
Yes.
Yes.
That's so funny. Yeah, it does relate to it. I started my podcast. I was inspired by Humans of New York.
Love that.
You know, yeah, Humans of New York and the Post Secret. So I kind of combined both of them, and I just love storytelling. And I think New York people are like the most fascinating people in the world. So why don't you introduce yourself to my listeners? Tell us who you are, what you do, and what your relationship is with New York City.
All right. Good morning, listeners. Mm-hmm. I want to introduce myself to your audience. To make a long story short, I'm Irina. I'm 47 years old. I'm a mother of three incredible kids. I'm an immigrant from Tajikistan, which is in the former Soviet Union. My family immigrated to Forest Hills, Queens when I was 4 years old. I come from super humble beginnings. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I started my first business at 18.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been blessed to be working alongside my brother and father in fashion and in hospitality. We've actually been working together for almost 30 years. My latest love affair is with our mushroom and cannabis beauty and wellness line, House of Grow, that we launched in January of 2021. So that's a little bit about me. My, you know, New York City story, I guess. Like I said, I grew up in Queens, which is, I don't know, are you familiar with Forest Hills, Marianne?
Yes. I haven't really explored that neighborhood, but, you know, I don't really venture out to Queens that much, to be honest. But yes, I do know about Forest Hills.
And what part of the city are you from?
So I grew up in the LES, Lower East Side. Oh, cool. And yeah, now I reside in Williamsburg.
Very cool. So for me, the city, like I grew up in Queens, which is a melting pot of people, right? And mm-hmm. you kind of have the luxury of learning like street smarts, like life smarts, right?
Yes.
And every part of the city is another authentic vibe. Like it just transports you to the energy of that specific neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember my first experiences in like neighborhoods. Like I remember my dad taking me to like Chinatown as a kid to get acupuncture in the 80s. And I just remember the scents and like, you know, the way people were dressed and the walk up. And like, these are memories that stay with me. And like going to 47th Street, like the jewelry district, which is totally full of characters. It's like a movie set, right? Mm-hmm. And then 42nd Street, you know, the gritty and the seediness of the streets. It's just every neighborhood is so authentic with a different vibe. And like even my mom, like I remember my mom's first time to Soho, as she calls it, Soho. And we were going for a buying appointment when we were in fashion, and we were getting off the train, and she already had like this preconception of Soho from her Daniel Steele books. You know, like Daniel Steele, I guess, described Soho as like a very artsy, like eclectic neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And we get off the train, Marianne, I'm not even kidding you. And I was like, Mom, it's like a neighborhood. It's cool. It's fine. It's Soho. Like I've been there before, but it was her first time. And I remember getting off the train and literally like we walked out to like a couple of people completely tatted out, like neck, sleeves, piercings from like their nose to their eyebrows, like green hair, leather clad, super cool looking, but like totally like the characters of her book were live. And she was like so fidgety and she like forgot how to communicate to me in English. She would like ask me in Russian to ask someone right next to her a question. And I'm like, hey, mom, you okay? And she's like, I feel like I'm in a different country. I'm a little lost. So it kind of like became a joke between us. Like whenever she's a little bit out of it, I'm like, hey, mom, are you in Soho? I mean, for me, I love the city, and I love the authenticity of the city.
I love your story so much. Honestly, I was just smiling from ear to ear because hearing you speak, I can tell that you have such a love for the city. And I'm a native, you know, and it's hard to, I guess, connect with others, especially if they haven't been raised here. And not to say that's, you know, like a bad thing that other people aren't. I'm so grateful for it. But having that understanding and outlook on life about just like you mentioned, how beautiful and unique each neighborhood is, how there's a different vibe, all these characters. And yeah, it just makes me love the city more, especially when I hear other people talk about it. So thank you for sharing that story.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, so I want to know more about House of Grow. So first of all, where did the name come from? Because I'm really curious. And then two, what made you want to go into the wellness space and especially with, you know, creating a CBD brand?
Okay, so that's like that's going to be a long story, short question. Okay, so what motivated us to start the company? So I guess it literally was an entrepreneurial itch in 2016. I made my brother and I look into the cannabis space. I don't know if you remember, it was like during that whole green rush. Mm-hmm. And our initial thought process, Marianne, was to have a grow facility and dispensaries. So that's part of House to Grow because we were having grow facilities.
Oh.
And you know, yes. And once we entered the space, I think we realized pretty quickly that it wasn't the right fit for us as a family. At that time, it was a little bit too gray of an area, like the wild, wild west, you know. Mm-hmm. But we were introduced to CBD, which was way before it was on everyone's radar. And I promise you, like, we didn't plan to be in beauty. It really just kind of found us with all of like our firsthand knowledge of the benefits. We were just, I mean, compelled to share it. And, you know, when my kids were born, I already was a co-founder of four businesses, right? And they knew me as like mom that has like these cool businesses, but they just never saw the grueling process from conception. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked my ass off, and with House of Grow, it's really cool for my kids to see that I had an idea and I made it come to life. And, you know, and they're witnessing the time and the work and the persistence that it takes. Like, overnight success is a myth. We're 5 years in, Marianne, from like, you know, conception, thinking of the idea and launching. And it's about just the energy during the process, you know, the patience. It's about manifesting the goal and accepting that things happen at the right time. Like a few weeks ago, they saw me preparing for desk side meetings with editors, you know, and I was putting work into it. And some of the stories, they didn't come to fruition. And my kids were like, oh, mom, that sucks, whatever. And I'm like, you know what, guys? I'm pretty psyched that I was even on a call with an editor from Vogue or a buyer from Saks or whatever the journey is. And, you know, it's how you react to disappointments that shapes you. Everyone's happy when they get what they want. I tell my kids that all the time. It's how you react to not getting it that really sets you up for success. You know, just setting your intention to the universe, like getting more of what you want. And I just like that they could see that you have a positive energy, have patience, and it's about your attitude along the way. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Honestly, I love everything you said because it aligns so much with my mindset and how I view life in general. Like, I'm really big on affirmations, believing in manifestation, and, you know,
trusting
timing. Trusting the universe. And I really appreciate the fact that you highlighted on, you know, focusing on the journey, because so often, especially in the society that we live in today with social media and instant gratification, we are programmed to want things instantly and right away and not see all these little steps that are leading, you know, to the final destination and how actually beneficial it is and how much we should embrace it. And I guess it's appropriate, I guess, in your sense, because you're a serial entrepreneur. And I feel like being an entrepreneur, you will have to realize that. Like, you have to adopt that mindset, because otherwise you would just like lose yourself.
You give up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I love that. Okay, so it's so funny. I'm actually on the website and there were like a few sales already. It was just insane. And we've just been talking for 10 minutes. So,
oh my God.
Can I tell you what happened?
Like, yes, right now. So while you're talking, and I'm totally listening to you. Mm-hmm. And my brother shows me the phone right now, live. We're just featured just now, like a minute ago, featured on Martha Stewart Living. And story is Breaking Ground. To brighten and calm your complexion in one fell swoop, go foraging for mushrooms. While all kinds are nutrient-rich, new research shows that the chaga variety found mainly on birch trees is extra magical at nourishing the skin. And then they call After Dark, which is our evening skew, the nightcap. And it says here, has to grow after dark, anti-aging night serum is packed with chaga that's hand-harvested in Maine, plus CBD to maximize anti-inflammatory effects while your skin's in regeneration mode. So literally this just happened. Like, I think we posted it a second ago on the website. So I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Congrats. I love hearing that. I love it. That House of Grow is actually considered the first CBD brand to be certified microbiome friendly. Is that correct?
That is correct. So,
okay. Okay. Yeah, so I was going to ask, for those who don't know what that means, can you please explain?
Yes, absolutely. So when you hear the word bacteria, like, bacteria gets like a negative connotation. You think all bacteria is bad bacteria, right? Mm-hmm. But there's also good bacteria in your skin. And the easiest way that it was explained to me, it's like when you take antibiotics, right? It kills the bad bacteria, but it also kills the good bacteria, hence why you take probiotics. So the same thing with skincare. So basically, our skincare doesn't disturb the natural pH of your skin, and it doesn't kill the good bacteria, which is so important for skincare. It's not just about eliminating things from the skin, but it's about nourishing the microbiome ecosystem of the skin. So we're so proud that we were really the first company with CBD as an ingredient, and I believe the third even in the country with the microbiome friendly certification. And we work with this unbelievable badass bitch. She's a microbiologist, Dr. Kristen Newman. She's in Germany. She's fabulous. And I literally called her, like, I was watching some cheesy TV show, like at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I saw, this was like 3 years ago, and I saw a commercial that said, microbiome. And I turned to my husband, who's a doctor, and I'm like, babe, what's the microbiome? And he gave me some like answer that I didn't understand, and it wasn't enough for me. So I got like a little crazy, and I was like online on Google for about 10 hours. And I found Dr. Kristen Newman that was starting this company. And I gave her a call. I told her our story. I told her about our ingredients. She was so intrigued by chaga. She never heard of it, but she was like really interested to know more about it. And CBD she heard of, but she never tested it. So we went through like vigorous testing. Like, I knew our stuff was amazing, but you know, when a microbiologist tests it and says, yeah, this is actually really nourishing and great for your skin, that was a really, really incredible moment for us as a company.
I love that. I also really love the name of the products. I feel there's definitely a little sass in it, and it's just, it makes the brand so unique and not just, you know, the typical like beauty brand, because as we know, that market is very saturated. So yeah. Okay. So tell me about, when have you felt the most challenge? And I guess we can refer back to the journey with growing this business, or maybe even in the past, because I know you've done a lot of amazing projects, but do you have a moment when you can recall throughout your entrepreneurial journey thus far where, I don't want to say you hit rock bottom, but it was a very hard moment?
So, I mean, for me, I guess that would be, oh gosh, that's like such a great question. I mean, there's lessons in that too. I mean, there's so many different things. I think packaging was a huge component for us. That was super frustrating because we are sustainable and we believe in sustainability. And it was difficult to source the packaging that we wanted with the minimums that was required and all of that. And then with having CBD as an ingredient, you know, we believe so much in the synergy between chaga and CBD. So my partner, my brother, is an acupuncturist. He's a doctor of Eastern medicine. And he was so intrigued by the yin and yang of the two ingredients, because chaga is grown in really extremely cold climates on birch trees, and cannabis, as you know, is grown in warm climates. So he really loved like the yin and yang of the two. So it's something that we feel very strongly about. They both work synergetically towards the same goal, but having CBD as an ingredient has caused so many, like, one step forward, a million steps back, like with processing and with just even, you know, on Instagram and Facebook doing the ads. Like, there's just so many restrictions around CBD. I remember at one point, someone we were working with was like, hey guys, you know, would you consider, like, you know, one of the really big box stores loved it. And they're like, we want you, but we don't want the CBD. It doesn't resonate with our customer. Would you guys consider just doing chaga only? And, you know, we really thought about it and we're like, that would be an easy way out for us. Like, sure, let's just do chaga only. All these issues are going to like go away and, you know, it'll be a little easier. But then it's like, no, this is what we're doing. And there's a reason we're doing this. Like I said, we didn't get into beauty. Beauty found us. And like, and these are the ingredients that we believe in. So that's the most challenging part, really. Like, everyone's like, oh, CBD, like, you know, everyone's doing CBD. No, we found out about CBD in 2016, and it's actually hard to have CBD in your formulations. You know what I mean? And not all CBD is created equal, which was also something that we saw firsthand in our journey during the growth facilities. So we had to source. It took us a really long time to find this incredible, incredible company that we work with that we get our CBD from. They are only one of two Marianne companies in the United States that are USDA certified CBD, which was so important for us as well, and organic. And, you know, I guess the lessons along the way, like as an entrepreneur and a business owner, you really need to know how to problem solve and be efficient and just deal with the issues straight on and just like figure it out and navigate it. And I think for me, the number one thing was realizing that failing is part of that process. You know, there is a success component in failure. Really, it is. Because if you allow yourself to get like past your own ego, like you could learn from it. And persistence, not taking the no to heart, because there are so many no's along the way. No, 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 no. And it's just that one yes that could like change, you know, the course of your life. I think there's like, I have a favorite quote. I don't know if you ever heard of it from Cher. She was saying how women have to harness their power. And just learning not to take the first no. And if you can't go straight ahead, then you go around the corner. And really, that just explains, you know, business. And especially as a woman, like, just you can't take it personally. You can't feel like you can't give up with the no's, because I promise you there will be a yes along the way. And it only really takes just that one yes, you know, until everyone's like, oh, what was I missing out on?
Yes, those are such great reminders, because I also feel like even if you have a no in the moment, if your emotions get caught up, like you said, you might take it personally. It might affect, you know, the groove of things, the path you're on. But if you switch your mindset and you look at whoever said no or whatever, you know, presented itself saying no, it's actually also making room, right, for like the other opportunities and making space for what you can't see right in front of you that's coming. And I love that, you know, when you talk about the journey and when you talk about the struggles, what I'm hearing is that you've remained so true to your vision and the values. And that's so important when running a business, because I feel like you said there could have been easy ways out, right? You didn't have to incorporate CBD, and that could have made your life easier, but that wasn't, you know, aligning with, again, your vision and your goals. And it just goes to show whoever's listening, whether they're an entrepreneur or not, to really stay true and don't abandon yourself in the process. So
really
love that you mentioned that.
I love that. I mean, I could vibe with you and have like a cup of coffee or wine.
I know.
All day, because really we're very much aligned in our thought process. But again, like I don't want to like pretend that I'm 24/7 Miss Positive and, you know, no's don't mean, you know, we have our days. My God, we have our days. Like I remember a few months ago, you know, it's like that entrepreneurial, I mean, like high, low, like situation where there's days where I call my brother and I'm like, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing this? And he's like, no, we're killing it. We're doing fine. And then, you know, he'll call me and he'll be like, oh my God, should we continue this? Like you go through your lows, you know, it happens. And I remember one specific story, Marianne, where, you know, I was having one of my entrepreneurial lows. I forgot what went wrong, but you know, a million things go wrong a day and a million things go right a day. But that it was one day where I was feeling like a little bit sorry for myself. And Linda Wells is, oh my God, she's like my fairy godmother. She is the founder of Allure Magazine. And in my own head, she's my mentor. So I was listening to her on some show. I forgot what it was. Like she was a panelist. And she had said something amazing about performance skincare and how she sees that being like the next big thing in beauty. And we were in the middle of making our deck and we are performance skincare. So I reached out to her via LinkedIn or whatever way I stalked her. And she replied to me and I was like, hey, can I use your quote for my deck? It really resonates. I feel like you were speaking directly to me. And she was so gracious. She was like, absolutely. And we, you know, we started communicating. I sent her the product. You know, she thanked me for the product, whatever. And I really didn't hear that much from her. And then on this one day where I was feeling especially low, Linda Wells DMs me, Irina, I am obsessed. And I mean like a million S's, capital letters, after dark, I can't get enough of it. And I was like, oh my God, Linda, I can't even tell you how perfect your timing is for this. Cause I told her I'm going through my entrepreneurial, like, you know, low, feeling sorry for myself. And this really was a perfect time to hear this. So I'm not to give up. And she wrote back, okay, Marianne, in like bold letters, go, go, go. Do not give up. What you have is incredible. And I was like, yay, you know, so, you know, you meet amazing people along the way that are just mentors. The community, it's an incredible community. You know, I've been in fashion, I've been in hospitality and all these industries, like you can meet people along the way that are really there to like help you and give you, you know, advice. Like I have people reaching out to me like, hey, can you tell me, you know, how you did this and that? And I'm like, hell yeah, I'll tell you. If you want to be an entrepreneur and if you have questions and you have passion about something, don't let anyone stop you. Like not your parents, your husband. Like, you know, there's times my husband was like, babe, really? Like, do you really need this? Like I started this at 43, you know, this is like my third industry career. And I'm like, yeah, like you have to have a vision. You have to believe in it. You know, I read something so interesting. Are you familiar with Gary Vee?
Yes, of course.
Little side note, Gary Vee went to Forest Hills High School with me. Gary, oh, if you're listening, I've been stalking you. I want to reconnect. Please call me. Anyway, I read something from Gary where he said, I wrote thousands of pieces of content before anyone gave a shit. Mm-hmm. Like, think about that. Like, he was so driven, and like, he didn't do it for, you know, the applause. Like, he just did it because that was his mission. And thousands, do you know what that takes? I mean, I know what that takes. We're 5 years into doing this and I'm still excited about it. And, you know, my brother and I always say this, like when people are like, oh, you're so lucky, or luck. No, luck is when opportunity and preparation meet and it will happen. You just have to keep going, you know?
Oh, Irina, I honestly can listen to you for days. I am so engaged because everything you say is so inspiring. Like, I don't even know where my mind is at just because I was so focused on every single word you're saying.
Oh, thank you.
One thing I really, really do admire about you, even from this quick conversation, is the fact that you are able to, you know, peel back the layers and say, hey, yes, do we acknowledge, you know, being true to who you are, staying the course and everything? Yes, because we just spoke about that, right? But you also brought it back and said, hey, while I do recognize that's really important in the journey, I'm also going to be real and say it's not always that easy, right? Yeah, and even if you, and even if we cultivate and nurture that mindset, there's always going to be those little moments or that little voice where you do doubt yourself. You do question what you're doing. Is it correct? And you will have low moments. So I just appreciate you reminding everybody that it is human and it's not just this beautiful, beautiful journey that all of us are on. So thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, I love that.
Like, even with you, Marianne, like when you know, when they called and said that you'd like to have me on as a guest, you know, you're my first podcast, babe. You're my first. Right? So literally for a second, that little voice inside my head, you know, the insecure one that's like, a podcast, you've never done this, just say no. And, you know, immediately I like fling that thought away and I'm like, yes, absolutely. I would love to. And, you know, how else are you going to get experience if you don't try something? Like, the worst thing you could do is say, no, I don't know if I'll be good on air and I'm not comfortable. But you know what? I am a good communicator. I know I'm a good communicator. Yes, this is out of my comfort zone. But wow, I mean, I get to do it with you, who aligns with me and our energy. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. There's a reason you're my first. I feel so comfortable with you right now. I feel like we're girlfriends chatting.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that I didn't allow that little tiny voice that's like, no, say no. You've never done this before. You don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I'm so glad you said yes as well. And I think it just goes to show that there are moments where things are uncomfortable for us. And like, just to give you a backstory, I've been wanting to start a podcast for a year before I did. I launched this in 2017. It's been 3 years. So yeah. I don't know what the math is. Well, I thought about it in 2017. I think I launched in 2018. But the fact of the matter is, when I did it, it's, you know, it has always been a passion project. It still is. But there was no tools or resources on how to start it. And I just did it myself. I taught myself and I was so nervous. I was like, I've never done this. But I think, you know, I read somewhere actually recently that as children, right, or kids or toddlers or babies, you have to figure things out, right? You don't know how to walk. You start by crawling. You don't know how to like eat by yourself, pick up a spoon. Mm. But when you're trying, you're literally training your body and mind to be persistent until you get it correctly. But somehow, somewhere along the route to adulthood, we take fear or we see fear and we just automatically, you know, let that overcome any of our desires of tackling or I guess tapping into the unknown. And I think it's important reminder to say, let's go back to what we know that's natural for us, you know? So yeah, I don't know.
I love that you said that. I love that analogy because I'll tell you, I always talk about our businesses, our ventures as raising a child, like the process of it all. It's like, you're not going to, you know, it's not just about, yeah, let's have sex, get pregnant, have a baby, fun. No, then you're up at night, the baby's spitting on you, they're peeing on you, you're not sleeping, your breasts are hurting. There's so much during the process until you raise this incredible child that's like, you know, an incredible adult or whatever. And it's the same thing with a business. You know, for me, like I've been asked, like, what's success to you? And to that story, for me, success is when I started to recognize that I have to enjoy the process, celebrating all of our wins, even the little small ones, you know, especially the small ones, like Martha Stewart Living, that was pretty cool. But like, even like little things, just whatever it is, like my husband's always like, you get so excited about like meeting that one or meeting this one. Like, you're always so excited. I'm like, yes, when I'm not excited is when the problem arises. Like, you can't just be happy, you know, when you get everything that you want, you know. And just for me, true success is like in life. So that's in business, but in life, I don't know about you, but for me, it's finding balance, like just doing everything in moderation. And, you know, my grandmother, who is the OG gangster bitch, I mean, she was the best. And, you know, she had this great analogy about life. You kind of have to visualize it. And I'm saying it in English and it was said in Russian. So I don't know how it's going to translate, but take the palm of your hand and keep your fingers wide open and then just pour a small glass of water. What happens? All the water spills out, right? Now take your hand and pour the water and close your fist really tight. What happens? All the water spills out from the side, right? Now cup your hand in the middle and watch the water sit in the palm of your hand. And that's moderation and that's balance. Not doing anything too much, not, you know, like just finding the balance between life, friends, family, self-care. Like, it's all about moderation. And to me, that's a successful human being, you know.
Oh my God, that was such a good visual. And I don't know if anybody listening was doing it, but I was actually I didn't actually put water, but I was like clenching my like fist and like visualizing it. And I was like, wow, because then when you said cupping it and finding that moment, right? That peaceful moment where you're like, okay, I'm actually holding the water now, obviously visually and metaphorically. But I was like, I think you just need that. I don't know. It's like we all need to just take a step back sometimes, right? And put things into perspective and just like have that one breath to ourselves to fully see everything in a different perspective. So I'm just like loving literally everything you're saying.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I love it. I'm having the best time. And like all those jitters and the initial like is like completely gone, completely gone.
We are wrapping up and one of my questions, I did not prep you for this, and there's a reason why. So my podcast is called The City Confessions. And basically, I love getting badass people coming on my podcast, telling, you know, me and my listeners and the world what they do. And of course, tying it back to New York City, since my love for New York City is just as strong as ever now. So I would love to have you share a city confession, Irina. And let me just have a quick disclaimer. There's no right or wrong. We're not here. You know, we don't have like a little rule book to check off what constitutes a confession. So it's however you receive this question. But if you were to share a confession, whether it's something deep and personal or light and funny, again, however you want, what would your city confession be?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So first of all, I was petrified of driving like to Long Island. That was so stressful for me. Like I was so used to taking the subway or taxis. So I have to confess, I was a borough snob. Like I looked at the suburbs as like the boonies and like that's where serial killers were like lurking in the backyard in the trees. Like when I tell you I live in Port Washington now, I went kicking and screaming into Port Washington. I was like, no, I don't want to go to like shopping centers and be in parking lots. And like, I was really a borough snob. And now I'm like, wow, this is such a much more beautiful and beautiful way to live. So that's my confession. But you know, as much as I love New York City and I'm so grateful for the street smart she taught me, I have to confess, I eventually can see myself living part-time in Miami. She owns a little piece of my heart, and that's where I do, you know, that's my goal eventually to.
I resonate with you.
Little snowbird.
I resonate so much, and coming from somebody who's always like a proud New Yorker, I'm always like, I'm a native, you know, that like proud person that always is like, no, I was born here. I think maybe it was the pandemic that, you know, made me look at the city differently. And not to say that my love for it has decreased or changed, but also I think it ties in with the phase you're in your life, right?
Yeah.
Because spending all my life basically in the city, there will come a time where you're like, okay, is this place serving me right now? And can I, you know, I don't know, grow and evolve? Mm-hmm. And
Sorry for you. So I think that's like my biggest fear of life. Like that's the shit that like I like get really nervous about. Mm-hmm. Stagnation, the lack of movement and growth. And I'll tell you the exact moment that happened for me, that realization. So I'm with my dad on Austin Street, and that's where we had one of our boutiques. I'm in my 20s, and we're closing the gate of our store. And everything's great, fantastic, successful, things are wonderful. But I look across the street, Marianne, and I see, you know, a fellow businessman. His name is Garo. I call it the Garrow, this realization. And he's probably like in his 60s and he's closing the gate to his shop, you know, super high-end shoe store. You know, he's been there 40 years, you know, by many people's standards, you know, a staple in the neighborhood, a successful businessman. Babe, I saw him as a prisoner. Like my heart stopped and I said to my dad, Dad, I don't want to be Garrow. I don't want to be in the same place every day, day in, day out. Like there's so much more I want to create and see and do. And that same year, I started a denim line and started traveling to Istanbul. That's where our factory
I just
was.
Came back from Istanbul like a few weeks ago.
Oh my God, I used to go there all the time. How beautiful is it?
Yeah, I love it.
And then a couple of years later, my brother, who's the best partner in the planet, joined us and he spearheaded us to open another store. And then a few years later, we decided to venture into hospitality and we opened a restaurant. And, you know, we bounced around four businesses and I felt movement. And that's when I operate best. Like I just, stagnation freaks me out. Like I want to move, I want to grow, I want to try different things, and you know, and it's that's it.
No, that's perfect. I think stagnation is, I don't want to say it's not a good thing, but it's not for me personally. And anytime I get too comfortable, I'm like, okay, something needs to change, right? Like I'm ready for the next level. I'm ready for a next challenge.
Totally.
And when you're ready for it, the universe will grant you it.
Brilliant.
So you just have to ask for it.
Yep, absolutely. Power of manifestation.
Yes, yes, yes. I believe in it wholeheartedly. So I want to take a moment right now to just send you my gratitude. And I hope you can feel this virtually.
I feel it. I'm sending it right back to you.
I honestly love this conversation so much. I never know what to expect when I, you know, click the record button, but I'm always pleasantly surprised by the outcome. And honestly, this has been one of my like favorite conversations. I hope
it's cool, by the way. So I want your audience to know there was no like pre-interview situation.
Nope.
There was no like literally we got on this morning at 10:30 and you're like, can you hear me? I'm like, yes, I can. Can you hear me? Yes, I can. Okay, great. How do you pronounce your name? Irina Gottesman. Okay, let's go. So it's really authentic. And that's what I love about this podcast. It's such a beautiful thing. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I hope it keeps growing. Like that's our mantra. Like our company ethos is to grow with love, self-love. And you know, when you start taking care of yourself, sooner or later, you realize that you also have to take care of the human beings and their environment as a whole, because that's how the whole system works, right?
Yes.
So for me, it's a full circle approach of mind, body, and soul. And I want everyone there to grow with love, treat your skin with love, be comfortable in the skin that you're in. And that's it. And please check out House to Grow, a little plug.
I love that you plugged away, because I was actually going to give you a moment to do so. I'm leaving all of, you know, your website and all the information in the show notes. So everybody listening, be sure to expand on that. But the question I did want to ask you, Irina, is do you have any secret projects or products that you are working with that you can review? And if not, that's fine. But basically, what can the world be on the lookout from you and House of Grow within the next few months or even next year?
Yes, absolutely. So we are anti-shelfie, anti-fast fashion. We're all about less is more, and doing more with less. So we've already formulated all of our SKUs within the past 4 years, and we're strategically rolling out those SKUs, but they're very curated. Like, it's not, you know, it's not going to be like fast fashion company where you're going to have like a million SKUs. We don't believe in any of that. So we are introducing iDetox, which is a metal roll-on that you roll under your eyes. And I mean, I don't want to say it's like a magic eraser, but that's what my friends and our family are saying and our customers that have used it. So it takes away the puffiness under your eyes, the dark spots under your eyes. And you know, chaga mushroom, I don't know if you know about chaga, it slows the aging process. Like, it reduces temporary and chronic inflammation. And it has the highest forms of pigment and melanin available, which like provides an immense amount of UV protection. So it's such an incredible ingredient. When we talk on another time, that's an amazing story I have to you about how we found chaga, how chaga found us. And it's from my great grandmother in Tajikistan, but that's like a whole other story. So I hope we get to talk again.
Yes, of course.
But yeah, so that's what's coming out. It's going to be the iDetox. And anyone wants to check us out, you know, our social media is at House to Grow. Our website is housetogrow.com. You can shop with us there. You could shop with us at Neiman Marcus. And that's it. It's a passion project, family affair, and welcome to House to Grow, guys.
Thank you so much. That's so exciting. Wait, I'm so sorry, but I do have one question that I have to leave you off with. So, Irina, what is the one thing you love most about yourself?
Oh, girl, my intuition. Mm. You know, my instincts play a really big role in my decision making. And connecting with people and just not being judgmental. I think it's so important for everyone to work in like a retail or hospitality environment at one point, like a bartender or a waitress or a sales associate, because you really get to learn how to read a room and deal with all different types of people. I love giving compliments and making people feel good. I think all of the three of my industries that I was in, like fashion, hospitality, now beauty, there really is a synergy. Like, my end goal is, if you're giving me your time and you're putting your trust and your money into me, whether it's in an outfit or dining at the restaurant or, you know, my amazing skincare line, my end goal is to make you leave happier, healthier, and more beautiful than when you found me, you know? So it's about making people feel good. I know that sounds cheesy, but it's truly my high. I love it. I love when I see someone telling me that their faces never looked better, or that the outfit they had on was amazing, or that when they sat at the restaurant, they had the best night. Like, whoa, that's what it's all about for me. I just got chills. I just gave myself chills.
And that is a high note that I want to leave this everybody would and this podcast on. So, Irina, thank you so much. And for all those listening, I hope you honestly have been so motivated, moved, and inspired by this episode, because I have myself. And with that being said, I hope everybody has a beautiful day. Stay tuned for next week's episode, and we will talk soon. All right. Bye.
Thank you, Marianne. Have a great day, everyone. Grow with love.